This is Digital Story Podcast number 766, November 24th, 2020. Today's theme is the Anti-Black Friday Gift Guide for Photographers. I'm Derek Story. Over the next several days, you're going to hear the BF term many, many times, even after the actual day has passed. The truth of the matter is that you will be able to get decent deals on just about anything you set your sights on, so let's focus on quality gear with lots of appeal. I hope you enjoy these gift ideas. So I've been working on this list for a while, and this isn't stuff that I've just lifted from catalog pages or other articles or things like this. I have worked with this gear with the exception of just one item, and I want to get that one item. But everything else has been thoroughly tested and highly recommended. And this is fun stuff. I have things that start at $10 here and go all the way up to $350. I'm going to start out with the Think Tank Photo Lens Case Dual, and both the 15 and the 30 green. Yes, the green models are the ones that are on sale. You can get the 15 for $19. That's an $8 savings. And the 30 for $20. That's also an $8 savings. I like the 30 because it holds some of my Olympus lenses, such as the 17mm f1.2 and those quite nicely. But I love these guys. I really do. And it's funny, when I was looking at the ratings on them, I think they were around 3.5 out of 5, something like that. And I thought, wow, that's kind of low for these things. So I'm not sure what other people like or don't like about them. Here's what I like about these. First of all, they're not oversized. Like some of the lens cases that I have, they're too big. They add too much dimension to my camera bag or to my backpack, wherever they happen to end. These don't do that. They protect the lenses, but they're a nice size and they work really well. Now, the idea is that you can open these things from the top and they open up like a, you know, like a can, or you can have the zipper go down the side and open them up that way. I tend to work with them from the top only. You know, they're really nice like that. They're made out of water-resistant nylon, so they keep moisture away. They have these little stretchy front pockets that are really cute, and they can hold lens caps or memory cards. They work great. I have four of them, and I wish I had more. This is the best price that I've seen on them. Now, they have green and black. The black ones you have to pay full price for. I like the greens because they're easy to find in my camera bag or my backpack. So that's the Think Tank Photo Lens Dual, either the 15 or the 30. Now, as you may imagine, I have the links to all of these things I'm going to talk about here in the show notes. So just come to the show notes, one stop shopping for all these goodies. Then you don't have to search for them, find the deal, all that kind of stuff at thedigitalstory.com. Okay, let's go to the second one. Now, I reviewed this recently, so you may be familiar with it. The Kingston Data Traveler Dual for $9.99. I have it right here. In fact, I use this thing all the time. I love it. It's 64 gigabytes. It's fast. It's a nice, fast flash drive. It's very compact. And the thing about it is it has USB-C on one end and USB-A on the other end. So no matter which device you happen to be using, you can just plug it in and it works. And so you just carry one flash drive around. You don't have to worry about adapters. You don't have to worry about docks. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. It's $10, 64 gigs of fast memory, and it just works great. And it even has these little sliding, you can hear them here, these little sliding covers. So you can only expose the USB-C end or only expose the USB-A end. Okay. So up here where I record, I have USB-A. And then I take the podcast and I put it on my MacBook Pro, my newer laptop. And that's what I use at home to edit it. And that has USB-C. Just put that show right here, put it in my pocket, take it home. One flash drive for all my uses, $10. This is a great stocking stuffer for photographers and really anyone else who does computing type things. the Kingston Data Traveler Duo 64GB. The link is in the show notes. All right, this next item, item number 3, is the one item I have not tested, but I want. Right, it's a $49 item, and it is the PL190R Photography LED Light. Can be an on-camera light or it can be something that you hold in your hand. Here's the thing, it's an RGB full color light. So it goes from 2500K to 8500K. Why do I like this compared to all the other, you know, LED things that are out there? Well, first of all, I like it because it's compact. It's about 6 inches by 4 inches, you know, so it's not that big and it's thin. So it'll slide right in your camera bag. You can put it anywhere you want. It's also not just a light for going on your camera, for doing this or for doing that. It's a light for everything. So it's a flashlight and it gives a nice soft light. You just hold it in your hand. You can see everything in your camera bag. You can adjust the color temperature, you know, even when you're using it as a flashlight. You can mount it on your camera and use it as a fill light. You can have someone hold it and stand off to the side for portrait shooting. You can use it for small product photography. You can use it for all sorts of stuff. It's just really handy. Doesn't take up much room. It's only $49. And the reviews were quite good on it. So I was going to go out on a limb with this and say, you know what? I'm putting it on the gift guide because I want one, right? I want one. And I want to slide one of those babies in my camera bag and carry it around. So again, the link is in the show notes, the PL190R Photography LED Light. It looks like a winner to me. This next item, it's on sale and it's a great deal. You can get it for $56 and it's a $56 savings. That to me computes to half price, alrighty? It is the LowPro Photo Hatchback Series BP250 AW2 Backpack in that very beautiful midnight blue with gray trim. So I have the first version of this backpack and the second one is even cooler. It's even cooler. The thing that I like about the hatchback is that it looks like a normal backpack that you bang around in. I mean, really casual looking backpack. And then it has a camera compartment in the backside of it. Where the lower part of your back is, that's where the camera compartment is. And you can just zip it open. And it has an insert that you put your camera gear in. Now, I carry mirrorless in it and I can carry a whole Micro Four Thirds kit in there, no problem at all in that little area. Then if you're, let's say you're on vacation, you can pull that little insert out with your gear in it. And if you're not going to use it, just slide it in the safe in the hotel. It'll fit right in any safe in the hotel. And then you have a backpack. And what's cool about it is that there's a flap in the middle that separates the two parts, you know, the bottom part where your gear goes and the top part where your stuff goes, your personal stuff. Well, you can fold that down and then just have it be a wide open backpack. The other thing I like about it, it has not one, but two mesh side pockets that hold any size of water bottle that you want. Sometimes on our camera backpacks, they give us side pockets, but they will only hold a small water bottle. These will hold any water bottle and they're mesh. So they breathe, right? So you don't have to worry about the inside of them getting wet and full of condensation and all that kind of stuff. And then it has other clever pockets. It has a nice little front pocket that's perfect for tablets. And you can slide just about any size tablet in there. And it's got little stash pockets too. The big feature is that it looks like a regular backpack. It's light. It's super comfortable. The shoulder pads are comfortable. The back area is comfortable. And this is the backpack that I take when I'm on my time, when I'm on vacation in Hawaii, when I'm, you know, going on just a road trip for me, when I'm doing stuff that is for me and not for business. This is the thing that I like to take. I put my tablet in it. I put my Micro Four Thirds camera in it. I put my Fuji X100V. I put some personal items and I just go. I just go. And that sounds really good right now, doesn't it? So you can get this for $56 right now. I'll tell you, it's a winner. It's truly a winner. It's one of the best bum around backpacks I've ever used, and I love seeing it at this price. The link to it's in the show notes, the Photo Hatchback Series BP250AW2. All right. Let's go on to something else that's kind of fun. This is relatively new, and I love this area. This is the Rode Video Micro Compact on-camera microphone with a shock mount for $59. Now, the on-camera mics have just been getting better and cheaper, and this one really represents that. It's a compact microphone designed to improve the audio of your videos, right? So you don't have to rely on, you know, those onboard microphones. And it truly is compact. It's only like 3 inches long. It's really cute. And it has a little shock mount too. That's even cuter. It's a condenser microphone. It sounds really good. It's got a good thing. And it's powered by the port. It has a 3.5 millimeter jack. This is a mono, by the way. It's not a stereo mic. So it's great for interviewing, you know, that kind of stuff. And you don't have to worry about the batteries going out. You don't have to worry about the batteries running out while you're recording. You don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff at all because it doesn't need it. It doesn't need it. It's a Rode and it has, you know, good sound and it's really well made too. It's you know, the body's made out of aluminum. It's got a nice coating on it. The shock mount is nicely made. It's just a cool little mic. And if you're using onboard mics for your video work, especially folks that don't do a lot of video work, you know, they only every now and then, and they don't want to carry extra mic because it's too big, it's too bulky, takes up too much space. This one doesn't take up a lot of space to up your game. $59. It's a winner, I'm telling you. And the reviews on it are very good. So I'm not the only one that thinks this is a nice little mic to get somebody. This one probably isn't on your radar. It's been a long time since I talked about it. It's the Rugged Electronic Dry Cabinet. It's the 30 liter model. You can get it for $119, which is a $30 savings. What is this thing? This thing looks cool. I have it in my studio, and when people come upstairs to that room where I have it in, and they see it, they go, boy, that's a nice display for your camera gear. It has like the smoke glass, it has internal blue LED lighting that you can push with a button. It has a lock for the cabinet, so you can lock it. It looks like a high-tech display case. But really what it is, it's a dry cabinet to keep the humidity down. So it has a whole system, and you do have to plug it into the wall. It has a whole system to keep the humidity down inside the cabinet, and you get a readout for both temperature and humidity on the outside of the cabinet so that you can see what the humidity is in there and even have some influence on how low you want to set it. If you live in a humid environment, this thing can really save your gear. It helps prevent fungus from attacking the coating on your camera lenses, which is a horrible thing that is virtually impossible to fix because it likes to do it on the inside of the lens, right? Yay, smart fungus. So not only is this cabinet handsome, not only is it a great way to store your stuff, it can also protect your stuff. Now, I like the 30 liter. They have a couple different sizes. They have bigger sizes and a smaller size. The 30 liter has one shelf in the middle, so you can put stuff on the bottom and put stuff on the top. And it's kind of just the right size. It reminds me of those little small refrigerators that we used to have in dorm rooms. You know, those little square refrigerators from dorm rooms. It's like that size, you know, so it's perfect. And so I can hold a lot of gear in mine. And I have it on top of another cabinet, so it's just real easy to get into. For a lot of photographers, you know, it's a treat in the sense that we have our gear stashed away in bags in the closet or under the bed or open out on a shelf. However we do it, none of those solutions are as elegant as this guy. And it's $119. And I think the shipping is free with it. So I really like this, and I like the 30-liter model. It's the Rugged Electronic Dry Cabinet. It's beautiful. It's functional. And I think it's about time that everyone deserves to have one of those. All right, let's get into some heavy hitter stuff here. I got three items here. You know, these are all over $150, but they're all good values and very nice. And I'm going to start for Micro Four Thirds photographers, the Panasonic Lumix G, the 14mm f2.5 spherical 2 lens. You can get it for $197 right now. That's a $100 savings. This is a wonderful pancake lens. So on a Micro Four Thirds body, of course, the effective focal range is 28mm, so it's a nice wide angle lens. But it has good speed at f2.5. It's less than an inch thick. I think it's 0.8 inch thick. Is that a measurement? I think I should be giving it to you in eighths or 16ths or something. But anyway, it's only 0.8 inch thick. And it's sharp. It has great color on it. It has a nano coating on the optics. It has a stepping motor and it has quick autofocus, so it works really well on both Olympus and Panasonic cameras. It's very responsive, it's versatile, and the thing that I like about it is that you can have a relatively fast wide-angle lens in your camera bag that's super high quality that takes up very little space. Now, you've heard me talk about its brother, which is the 20mm f1.7, which is a lens that I've put on the gift guide in other years. But this year I'm going with the 14mm f2.5 that gives you that little wider angle field of view. It's a lovely pancake lens. You can get it now for $197. If you shoot Micro Four Thirds, I think you'll really like this optic. And speaking of optics that I really like, This is one that we have been using for our night photography during the workshops. And I got it for night photography. I've been recommending it to others who come to the workshops for night photography because it's both affordable, it's sharp, and it's fantastic. It's a Rokinon 12mm f2 manual focus lens for Micro Four Thirds for $249. You can get it right now for $249, which is about $150 off. This thing is great for night photography, and the reason why I like it is because it has a manual focusing ring that stops at infinity. It actually stops a little bit past infinity. Once you learn this lens, then it just takes focusing out of the picture altogether. Like on my copy that I have, I move the manual focusing ring to a little before infinity, probably about about 1/16 of an inch before infinity, and my shots come out perfectly. The last time I used it was for Comet Neowise, and I just loved the pictures that it gave me. It's wide enough so you get a nice sky, but it's not so wide that you get too much sky. And then at f2, it's nice and fast. Now, they have it, if you don't shoot Micro Four Thirds, they also have this lens in all the other mounts as well. So you can get it for, you know, Fuji mount, get it for Canon, so on and so forth. But the copy that I have been using is for Micro Four Thirds. It gives me a nice 24mm field of view for $249, manual focusing that I know exactly where to put it, right? And I get that broad 83 degrees angle of that sky above. It is a beauty. And I use it for other things too. I mean, I use it for just, you know, shooting as a wide angle lens, because when you're at effective focal length of 24mm, right, you know, manual focusing is not a problem. It isn't, because it's harder to not get into focus. Now, for astrophotography, that you want right on the dot, so to speak, right on the star point. And so that, you know, I do a little trial and error. I set it. I take the pictures. I look at it on the computer. I blow it up and I go, oh, just those stars are a little fuzzy. So then I, you know, play with it. And then once you get to know where that sweet spot is, you've got it forever. This is a cool lens for $249, a Rokinon 12mm f2.0 for Micro Four Thirds, but they also have it in the other mounts as well. Okay, and here's the last one on our list. And this camera, I wouldn't say this camera is underrated because it's got very high ratings no matter, you know, where you see it. But I think a lot of people don't think to get it unless they're going to be out snorkeling or something. It's the Olympus Tough TG6 waterproof camera. You can get it for $349 right now. This is a great camera in its own right. You put it in your pocket. It fits in your pocket, in your front pants pocket. No problem at all. And you can take it anywhere. You don't have to worry about it accidentally falling on the ground. You don't have to worry about dust getting in there. You don't have to worry if it's raining. You don't have to worry if you're snorkeling with it. You just don't have to worry about this camera. It is fine in extreme environments. If it's cold, not a problem. It works. If it's hot, not a problem. It works. And then the cool thing about it is, you know, so you have this lightweight, compact camera engineered to survive, you know, basically any environment. And it's packed with all this wonderful Olympus technology. Almost all the cool stuff that Olympus does in its other cameras, it does in this camera as well. So you've got lots of features to play with. It has GPS built into it. You know, I just adore this camera. And oh, by the way, it takes good pictures too. Really good pictures. And, you know, one of the things they did back, I think after the TG4, was that they lowered the megapixel count on that sensor. I think they lowered it down to 12 to make the photo sites bigger so they could milk every bit of quality out of that already very good sensor. So this is a camera that if you have, you will use for a long, long time. USB charging, you know, so you just, you know, plug it in, you can charge it right up. It's hard to say anything bad about this camera. And the other thing about it is there are other tough cameras out there by other companies that are all very good. None of them are as good as this tough camera. This is the king of the tough cameras. For $349, I feel like it's a steal. All right, so that is my gift guide, my suggested gift guide, my anti-BF gift guide, because I'm not going to go for those crazy deals on stuff you don't need. This is all very useful that almost all of us could use. So we got the ThinkTank Lens Case Dual and two different sizes, the Kingston Data Traveler, this wonderful PL190R LED light, the LowPro Photo Hatchback, the Rode Video Micro Compact On-Camera Microphone, the Rugged Electronic Dry Cabinet, Panasonic Lumix G14mm f2.5, Rokinon 12mm f2.0, and the Olympus Tough TG6 waterproof camera. You cannot miss with any of these. Hopefully, something on here appeals to you, either as a gift or for yourself. Happy holidays, everyone. And those of you who are in the U.S., the United States, be safe this Thanksgiving. Please be safe. We're in a tough time right now in terms of the pandemic. So be safe and give thanks for all the blessings we do have. Kodak to release a 70s-inspired metal film case in six colors. And this is on Petapixel. You can read the entire article there. I have the link in the show notes. This just caught my eye. It was hard to pass on. I almost put it in the gift guide, but I know film photography is still a niche and not widespread in our community, although some of our community members do shoot film. But this thing, well, let me just read it to you on Petapixel. A new product bearing the Kodak name seems to ask, if you're shooting film, why not immerse yourself in the experience? The company is releasing metal film canisters commonly used in the 1970s, but they're brand new for 2020. Retro Pro is a brand licensee of Eastman Kodak Company and has emblazoned the iconic photography brand's logo on metal canisters designed to hold film rolls. The body is made of aluminum and the cap is made of steel, a design popular in the 1970s before the industry made the switch to plastic. Quote, we are inspired by the selection of materials and colors, and we wish to recreate a new version of the Kodak film case, only to make it more practical and stylish, the company writes. So these things hold, I think they hold 5 rolls of film, and they have a little insert in them that keep the rolls of film separate. Or you can take the insert out and just use it as a cool case for eyeglasses or something like that as well. And they come in all sorts of different combinations. They have the classic Kodak yellow and red, so yellow body, red top. They have a very nice kind of stainless steel one. There's a number of different looks, and they're handsome, and they're $25. So if you know a film shooter, if you have a film shooter in your world, I think this will knock their socks off. I do. And it'd be a wonderful stocking stuffer, a great holiday gift. And you can order them now. They're not shipping for like another week or two, I think, but you should have it in time for Christmas, those of you who celebrate Christmas. I like the traditional yellow and red. They just look nice. They really do look nice. Speaking of film photography, we have the donation kit for Carefree shipping of found film cameras. Those of you that have decided that film is only in your past and not in your present, and you have a film camera stashed away somewhere, I can connect it with someone who will adore it. Believe me, who will absolutely adore it through the film camera shop that we run here on Etsy. We have a shop on Etsy. It's very popular and people love it. And basically what I do is I take these forgotten film cameras, I restore them to, boy, a lot of times it's very beautiful shape. And then I sell them on the film camera shop, get them in the hands of folks who really adore these things. The money helps support the podcast and all the work that I do for our community. And I love working on these cameras because they're beautiful and they're so well made. It's a win-win-win all the way around. If you have a camera you would love to donate to this cause, all you have to do is go to thenimblephotographer.com, click on the contact form, let me know what you have, and we'll take it from there. I can send you a box with a prepaid label. All you got to do is put the camera in the box, just tape up the box, put the camera in there, tell USPS to pick it up when they deliver your mail. They'll take it away, they'll bring it to me, and I'll take it from there. Folks out there who shoot film that shop at the film camera shop, they all thank you, and I thank you as well. All right, just a couple of virtual camera club updates. So the second session of the Ultimate Black and White Photography Workshop, which starts next month. Yeah, starts in December. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. The second session has, I believe, only one seat left. So it's almost sold out right now as well. So if you're interested in this workshop, that one begins on December 22nd, the second session. And then we have the all-day sharing our magnificent work day on January 16th. That's a Saturday. If you want to become part of this, like I said, we have one seat left on the second session. And that gets you access to our Derek Story online site where we manage our workshops and people share pictures and thoughts and advice and all that good stuff. This one is going to be a blast. We're going to cover all types of black and white photography from capture to post-processing. And I'm even going to show you a little bit of film photography as well. Yep, this is going to be a blast. If you're interested in it, if you're interested in that one seat that's left, just go to thenimblephotographer.com and click on workshops or click on the link in the show notes, sign up, and then be part of what I think is going to be a blast. A big thanks to our Inner Circle members. These are the folks that support the podcast and all the stuff that we do month in and month out. They are a great group of artists who are committed to this endeavor. Thank you, each and every one of you. And the Inner Circle is a fun place to hang out in that whenever I think of something new or whenever we're working on a project, I make sure that Inner Circle members can take advantage of discounts or even get it for free, depending on what it is. I mean, a lot of the things they get absolutely for free, like digitizing family memories or, you know, video conferencing title, all that kind of stuff. They didn't have to pay anything for that. If they want to come to one of the online workshops, they get a discount. I like it to flow both ways because I think that is the right way when it comes to these things. If you're interested in joining this group of great artists, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story, and you too can become an Inner Circle member. And once again, thank you, each and every one of you. And finally, be sure to visit our friends at Red River Paper. They have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, and they have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. So just to follow up on the little mini story I've been telling you each week, I got those 25 prints off to my mom. They looked so good. I did them on Arctic Polar Luster paper, and they look sharp. I called my mom to make sure that I got the right size paper because, you know, I printed like the first five, and I was printing them at 5x7 because it looks really nice at 5x7. And I was thinking, boy, standard holiday cards are 5x7, but, you know. So I called my mom. I said, Mom, what size are the cards that you're going to send out that's going to have these pictures in it? And so she went in there and she met it. She goes, they're 5x7 folded. I go, yes. I go, these pictures will look perfect in there. So, you know, you need, these are the details you need to address if you're going to be in the world of fine art printing, I tell you. Anyway, they turned out great. It was a lot of fun to do this project. And again, this is the thing about printing. It makes people happy. You can make other people happy when you give them a print that they like, or when they ask for something and you provide it for them, they light up. This is a cool thing. You can be part of it. Start out by clicking on the tile for Red River Paper. Go over there, order some paper, read a few articles, and then start making some beautiful stuff for the holidays and share your artwork with other people so that they'll look at it every day when it hangs on the wall there. Every day they'll look at it. That doesn't happen with your Instagram shots, I'm telling you. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast, the longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the gift guide. I hope you find something on there for you or for someone you love. Be safe out there. Continue to be creative. And then come back and join me next week. See you Tuesday. Bye-bye now.